Mining emotions. Mining emotions really is a thing. To see how much of a thing it is, I just googled, quote, mining emotions, unquote. And I got about 4,190 results. Mining emotions is not a real big thing, but it is a thing. I think it might become a bigger thing as time marches on. As I see it, mining emotions is the use of computer technology to do what people do when they listen to someone speak. When we watch and listen to someone speak, we form a mental picture of their probable behavior. A species that can do this can cooperate more efficiently and thus create an evolutionary advantage to enhance their probability of survival. We use both the literal messages speakers are sending and information derived from their tone of voice and body language to form a model of their probable behavior. Quite a few people are working on automating this process. Like all advances in technology, mining emotions could be used for positive and constructive purposes, or it could be weaponized for nefarious and destructive purposes. Probably both of these things will happen, but constructive uses will be easier to design, program, and run because crime requires a lot more processing power than honesty. And that is true for technology development just as it is for all forms of group effort. I can see how it would be beneficial to have an open source constructive effort to create a system that would be able to determine the consistency and integrity of people just by analyzing their conversations. Personally, I would love to have a mechanism to be able to eliminate the inconsistencies in my own thought process. In its simplest form, mining emotions consists of reading and analyzing text input. That kind of thing is being done by big tech to censor user input, but it's also being done by people who have more constructive agendas. The technically interesting part of mining emotions centers around integrating emotion mining with speech recognition. We need a means to train computers to recognize positive and negative connotation cues in speech and body language. Getting to a socially useful technology that can analyze speech and extract information about the mental processes of various humans speaking various languages, that's going to be a major technical, social, and economic challenge, and there will probably be a considerable amount of collateral damage along the way. But I believe that challenge is being worked on even as we speak, and that work will continue and probably be accelerated by parallel advances in technology and science. It's entirely possible that people will build machines that can do what psychiatrists and psychologists are presently doing, and do it better. All that's not going to change the fundamental nature of communications. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.